Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Santana Bee Everywhere podcast. I'm Santana Bee. This episode is with Kinfolk Jack. Listen as I get to pick his brain about the music industry, his new album, Something to Ride To, being true to himself as an artist, and his stint as a chaplain's assistant in the military. So sit back and relax. Oh, but there's something I want to do. I want to thank Angelic Aphrodite Cutie for the support and the large donation that you made to the podcast. So thank you so much for all of your support. Sit back, relax, and enjoy Kinfolk Jack.
I'm doing good. I so appreciate that for inviting me to your show.
Oh, well, let me tell you, I know you are doing good. You know, we are listening to your new album, Something to Ride To. It's fire. If you don't know who this is, you better go look him up on Spotify. He's on every distribution site that's available.
Wherever you can get it.
And you will not be disappointed. His music is old school, some southern rap, and, you know, we just... Well, tell us where you're from, first of all.
I'm originally from Little Rock, Arkansas. I've been in Texas through the military about 18, 19 years now. So this is home now. Mm-hmm. Texas is home, but I'm originally from Little Rock, Arkansas, the South Side.
Know what I'm talking about. Yeah, so your sauce comes from South Side.
Little Rock, Arkansas. Know what I'm talking about. Ain't nothing like the side.
I know a lot of people from Little Rock, and y'all, you know, musical, can sing, you know, gospel, and can rap. So.
Yes.
Yeah, so something's in the water down there, too.
Yes, it is. It's a small town with a lot of racial history, and with that type of tension, you know, kind of push black folks into a corner, and we make the most beautiful things out of without dysfunction and stuff that's wrong in our lives. So,
you know what? That's our strength as a people, too. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's a God gift.
Yes.
So tell me, Kinfolk Jack, where'd you get that name from? Kinfolk Jack.
So when I was in the military and being so cool, and I was a chaplain assistant, and the shambles of the military.
Yeah, okay.
And, less work, more talking than what we do, but we're there for it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was a chaplain assistant, and folks used to be like, "Man, you just like Kinfolk," because I was so cool to talk to.
Yeah.
And so, and with Jack, and I just when I started really getting into rap or taking it serious. It just kind of stuck.
Jack.
And so I just kind of rolled with it.
Yeah. So Jack is part of your name, too.
Correct.
We ain't going to go.
Last name Jackson. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We're not going to go into your, you know,
too deep.
Your government name. That's a little too much. So, chaplain, what else did you do in the military? Can you say?
That was just about it. Mm-hmm. I got injured right before deployment. And so they had me with the rear D duty. And that was fun and depressing at the same time.
Yeah,
a lot of people that I knew were buried. Mm-hmm. And I did their memorial service and did a little traveling with that, and just to see people's hometown and being with the chaplain is a very sad thing to go through, and it's just my heart goes out to, you know, some people that lost folks in the military.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was just a real wild time during those times.
Yeah, it takes a special person to do that kind of duty too, because you have to always be there in the moment. You have to comfort. You have to make sure your own feelings are not into what's happening. And yeah, so that lets us know how you are emotionally. So
correct.
You
can,
and pretty strong.
It's one of those things that you have to, when the people, they be like, well, what I'm going to do without my family? It's like, I don't have the answers for you,
mm-hmm.
but you can't tell them that.
Right.
So you just have to, you know, empathize with them and or sympathize with them and just try to, just talk to them the best way you can before you turn them over to the chaplain or whatever, and then... with their training, they'll take it from there.
Mm-hmm.
But,
wow.
I mean, it's a wild thing, you know what I'm saying? Especially losing folks in the unit that you, like one guy, I never forget his name, Casey Sheehan.
And, mm-hmm.
I didn't even know he was dead. And the last time I saw him, he helped me clean up the chapel. This was right before we was getting ready to deploy, like about a week or two before I got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And he was helping me clean up the chapel, and we had a real long talk. And he was like, man, I just want to get through this deployment and get back and get out. And I think he wanted to be something with the ministry or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what he wanted to do with his life. And he died.
Oh, wow.
He had a goofy first sergeant and put dude on a mission and the whole truck got blew up.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? And it's just sad. And his mother went hard, you know what I'm saying, about him dying. And she tried to move her little property right across from Bush's Crawford Ranch.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was all on the magazines and everything.
Right.
Yeah.
But I mean, I can understand why, because, yeah. You know, his children are fine. I'm not trying to get political.
Yeah, it is what it is. It's like.
Yeah, you know, she lost her son. Yeah. You know, that's a hurting thing. Yeah. So, tell me, are you musical? Do you have any kind of, play any instruments?
I play drums a little bit.
What?
But my brothers and them, they play and stuff, so, yeah, but I kind of just do my thing. I guess the vocal part took over and rapping kind of took over and...
Well, you can definitely sing, and we can hear that on Something to Ride To, so...
Yeah, I try to do a little bit, I call it soul for flat, but hey, it works.
You know what? And I didn't even realize it was you. I'm like, who's singing that, Mousequake? Oh, that's Ken Folk Jack. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you sang in church or something. Come on now. Grandma had you up there.
Well, just like my pop's a preacher, so like I've been around that, you know what I'm saying, my whole life. Mm-hmm. But it's more like backgrounds, little things here and there, and then I'll get people to go over top of me and just little things that I've learned without having the biggest budget, you know what I'm saying? So I'd like, can you do this, do that, and then take the idea to the next level.
Mm. Wow, okay, well, what did your brothers play? I mean, did y'all do a band type thing when you were younger?
Drums, keys, things like that. Bass, just, you know, things that needed in the church.
So y'all played for daddy.
Yeah.
You didn't have a choice,
like,
right?
Really, going today, the Lord today.
That's right, you know, so. You kind of know when to play that to get, you know, right. it's time for collection. Right. And you know, that's what you play.
Right, there. So
performing, you know, watching you really connect with the audience. I mean, you do eye contact, you really deliver your lyrics, and people really understand where you come from. They resonate with your songs. So I know where you got your performance skills from in the church.
Yeah.
Do you ever get nervous getting on stage?
Right before shows, but like rehearsing helps. Mm-hmm. Helps a lot, and I'll rap my songs all the way to the show, or just listening to records over and over, and I'm familiar with it, I just find my comfort zone, and I find that one person that's rocking with me.
Oh yeah,
and then I use that as the center and just kind of work my way around the room from there.
Yeah, yeah.
I was watching, I want to say it was one of Michael Jackson's videos, one of his, I may have been the Dangerous Tour something like that. But I remember how he would engage the crowd, and then folks would start falling out. I may not want it to get that
like,
heavy,
yeah.
But he would look at folks and they would just be in that moment.
Yeah.
And then he would move on to the next person. He would just work the stage. And I kind of saw that, and I was like, wow, that is so cool. So something I kind of tried to do. Yeah.
Did you see that big dude who was, he looked like he lifted weights and stuff, and then Michael looked at him and he just kind of fell out. Woo!
Yeah,
I'm like, just, that's some power right there. I'm
right. The dude just throwing his head knocked out. 25 people have just fainted at Michael Jackson's concert.
Yeah, well, he definitely was a performer, and right. He's from my hometown. I was born in Gary, Indiana.
Oh,
so
wow, 2300 Jackson Street.
Yes.
Let me find out.
My mom kind of, she was a student teacher at the time, and she taught the older ones, like Rebe and Jackie,
So let me find out.
Yeah, they would always win the, every year they'd have like a talent show. So it was a toss up between the Jackson family and, Denise, what's her name? Denise, let's hear it for the boy. Come on. Denise, let's hear it for the boy. Let's hear it for the boy. Denise Williams. Yeah, so it was always one would win one year, they would win the next year. So, you know, lots of talent there. So, yeah, I got a little history with the Jacksons.
Yeah,
I do.
That's amazing. I remember once at a family reunion, one of them lying cousins, I was jumped up and was like, yeah, we even kin to the Jacksons. They ain't never showed up to a family reunion, not at least in my lifetime. So I don't know how true that is, but yeah.
See, and now why you got to say you kin to them, though?
Right.
We not kin to them.
That.
You know, they're just in the area, the next thing, that's it.
That part.
So you are married. Your wife is beautiful. How is she making it with all the stardom and? And I know you've been doing this for a long time, but
right, yeah. And then she makes music on her. She sings too, so she understands. And then I tried to leave Kenfolk Jack outside the house, and And I have my own little area where I'll go in if I want to write my records or whatever, but I am not that 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
That's just performing, you know what I'm saying?
So what does she sing? I mean, I didn't know that.
She sings gospel music.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. And working on her album, it's coming along together.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
wow.
It's getting put together, like, hard.
So you got to tell us her name so we can look for her.
Lynette Jackson.
Lynette Jackson. Mm-hmm. She's beautiful. Yes. I know her voice is on point.
Yes.
Well, please let us know when it comes out so we can support.
Yes, ma'am.
So what are your inspirations? So you have that room in your house where you write. What inspires you to?
Life. And then, you know, even Mouse will call me and say certain things, and those conversations will turn into real life, and then I'll just pull from different songs. So real life and having strong and wise counsel around you, that for me, you know what I'm saying? That's what helps me write my songs. Because it keeps me on that straight and narrow. So I pull from, and then I mean I don't even really like I listen to talk radio. Like I don't even I tried to turn on the local urban stations and got on my nerves, but it is what it is. Everything is not for everybody, but I found what I like, and I'm not afraid to say what I like soulful music.
That's
what I like. That's the type of music I desire to make.
And it's definitely soulful. You got a little bit of soul, you got a little blues, you got some hip hop, some that good hip hop with this album, so you can definitely hear those influences. What about kids? If you have any kids?
One, Mr. Trumpet. Yeah, he's amazing. He plays drums.
Drummers are the coolest in the band.
Coolest
though.
Dude ever. Like,
really?
I mean, he's like an old soul, like, because he just on another level. Just he thinks he runs everything. If I'm going upstairs, he want to beat me upstairs, beat me downstairs, walk in my shoes. It's just
how old is he?
He's 9.
Oh my god!
Feel like he's 19.
Oh, that's beautiful. He'll be 19 before you know it.
Right,
so let's not rush that.
Right.
But that's beautiful. With it sounds like he wants to be a musician already.
Correct.
Any kind of advice you'd give him as a musician in the industry now?
Get the most out of your talent and make music that's true to your heart. And you know what I'm saying, make music. Not to necessarily be the richest and most famous person in the world, but make that pure, true music, and whatever's for you will come to you. That's the advice I would give.
You know, and what a lot of things that I see about young people is that they're just trying to follow trends, and they really don't know who they are as an artist, so they kind of get lost in that loop. How would you tell him to? You say be true to yourself. How would you tell him to do that?
By, you know, staying close to your roots, but never selling out to just be a part of the in crowd. You make the crowd move, and you tell the crowd where to go. You be the wave, and then they'll just catch up.
Well, what about if the crowd doesn't move, though? Because sometimes that happens.
Well, then that it's either over their head, or this might not be for you, so we're going to find out, and we're going to you know, expand ourselves.
Right.
Be multifaceted, and we're not going to just put all eggs in one basket.
Because
at the end of the day, the thing about being famous or people calling and saying your music is good, and I'm just saying it on the, you know, the little way up, but that stuff is all ego driven. Like, and it's, you know, the more you feed into that, the louder you get, or the more louder you become.
And how do you deal with that? Because, you know, you have a lot of people now who are like, okay, Kimfolk Jack, he's the one. I got to work with him. How do you deal with that? Whereas before, you didn't have that. So how do you deal with people like that who want to work with you?
I learned
all of a sudden.
Two people. One, Mouse taught me, but before that, Tatum Pope. And he told me, everybody is a billboard and everybody is selling something.
Yes.
You have to determine, do you want to buy it? And how long do you want to take your eyes off your main road and look at the billboard?
That is good advice. Yes.
Right. You know, and that right there, it kind of shaped how I look at people and things like that. And, you know, Mouse, you know what I'm saying, he calls or I'll call him and we'll have life conversations just about people in general. You know what I'm saying? And I take in what he says to me at heart, and not like I'm following every word he says, but I recognize wisdom. Since I was raised predominantly by my grandparents, I recognize, you know what I'm saying, people that are older than you and they're not coming with no goofy intentions, and then you have to be tightened up in order to be always straight.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying, that's the type of conversation I welcome.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, I don't run from correction, and if I'm out of line, I appreciate you for telling me, because mm-hmm. I would never want to be in a position where I'm so out of line and I can't hear, and then I'm just lost and nobody said nothing mm-hmm. to me. And mm-hmm. then I'm 5-10 characters down the road and 15 bad deals gone wrong because somebody didn't tie me up, I couldn't hear wise mm-hmm. counsel. So mm-hmm. I never want to be that way.
Yeah, I understand that. That's some great advice. And I'm sure you got to tell your son that too. Cause
all the time.
Say that again, because that's so important. You were the billboard thing. Tell us that again.
Everybody is basically a billboard that you mm-hmm. meet, especially in the music industry. Mm-hmm. And you have to determine whether you want to buy that or how long you want to look at the billboard and take your eyes off the main mm-hmm. road. Mm-hmm. Because if you take your eyes off the main road, you're going to get distracted, you're going to crash.
Yeah.
You know, and when Tatum Polk, and he was working with Nelly and Dirty NT, and he had just got robbed coming from Australia to get to Dallas to take some of Music Council, we used to have wow. out here. And he saw something in me because I had wrote on my shirt, I need a record deal. And he, first conversation, he typed and said, that ain't what you need. Uh-huh. What you need to do is find out, what do you want out of this?
Oh, wow.
He said, because I see many of you all day long. He said, and people, and I'm not going to say no names, but he said, people will take people like you, and he said, I don't even know how you sound, but it looked like you probably sound like something. Uh-huh. And take your gift and use it, and then you'll be sitting on somebody's label mad at the world because you a tax write-off.
Wow.
Because you don't know what you want out the game.
Wow. Where is he now? Because
I hadn't saw him. I know he had got married, and I think he moved to Kentucky, maybe. Mm-hmm. But I don't think he's working that closely with Dirty NT. I don't think they exist like that.
In Connecticut, he probably not trying to do this. Yeah. So one of my favorite songs on, Something to Ride To is the song that you had with T.L. So
I need this shot.
How did that come about? Because, man,
it was the most amazing thing. And that's what, that whole experience, because I wouldn't have met Mouse.
Right, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's how I met mm-hmm. Mouse. I was at a studio out in Grand Prairie or whatever, out here in Texas, and mm-hmm. She was coming to get beats, mm-hmm. but we kept missing each other. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then they was kind of trying to keep a secret.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I guess that's how I go. But anyway, I just so happened to pop up.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? And I heard her play something that I think Mouse had produced for them. And she was mm-hmm. like, no, my stuff had to sound like this. Mm-hmm. And I was like, who is that? And so I was like, so when they got through, I sit right in the front. And when they got through, she walked through and she's like, hey, I was like, I'm Kent Felt Jack. I was like, I got a record for you.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, man, I'm looking to hear something. So I was like, I got it out in the car. And she was like, okay, cool. So I played it and she was like, man, you got to come this. And she was like, I know who to get, Mouse Quake.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And so I was like, who is that? She was like, you don't know Mouse Quake? I was like, no, I don't know no Mouse Quake.
Yeah,
either.
Yeah.
And not knowing that I actually knew him, mm-hmm. I didn't know. You know what I'm saying?
How did you know him?
Through Open Labs.
Uh-huh. Oh.
He was out in the room doing his own thing. They was like, such and such, these are the Southern folks or whatever. He popped his head out and was like, he said a few words to us. And he was like, let me let y'all hear something. He played a couple of beats. And me and the homie, we was like, but then you know, he's so smooth with it, cut it off and went back to doing what he was doing.
Wow.
And we kind of just was like,
wait a minute, where are you going?
Right, you know what I'm saying? And so we was talking to, I think his name is Victor Wong or something like that.
Yes,
And so, you know, that was our connection or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he ended up giving the homie Ben one of those Open Lab boards.
Uh-huh.
And
uh-huh.
yeah, from there, but he was like, you
amazing.
Guys need to work with him. But we were military and we was kind of green, not knowing. We was like, we was just thinking he was just somebody random, not knowing.
Uh-huh.
This what, hey, artists.
But
look, people.
You know, you're where you're supposed to be. There's no coincidence.
Right.
And y'all ended up meeting again. So that's not a coincidence. Y'all were supposed to be together and work together
and
talk to each other. So,
right.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, with that record, I Need the Shot, I remember the first conversation. She was like, I'm going to give you his number. You need to talk to him. He doesn't discuss his prices through third-party people. You
mm-hmm.
need to talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
They typed me up the first conversation, mm-hmm. told me to care how I feel. This is how he rolls.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And he sent me a little challenge. And he was like, if you do this, I'm going to put this all the way together. And you're going to be set where you need to go.
Uh-huh.
When he did that, I remember taking it back to the studio, the uh-huh. little engineer that was in there. He was so hot. He was like, oh, no. And then I told him, he was like, Mouse Quake touched this? But
yeah.
I didn't know him like
yeah,
that. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? And so once I did my research, I was like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah, it's serious.
Yeah, so I went talk to the wife and I was like, yo, I don't have it, but I have to I said, my life is leading me toward this way. Mm-hmm. And in order for me to get to where I want to be, I have to go through this door. Mm-hmm. And so we went there. Yeah. And I have something to write.
Oh, let me tell you, some of my favorite songs from that album is Going Home, the very first one.
Almost Home.
Almost Home, I'm sorry. Struggle Music.
That's one of my favorites.
Oh, Struggle Music.
I have to play that.
You know what? Arkansas Bowl is on there. Right. So how did y'all meet? Because Struggle Music.
How did
it's
I meet
awesome.
Bowl? Oh, so I'm friends. So we're both from Arkansas, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's from Stuttgart.
Mm-hmm.
I have been hearing about him. I've seen him in magazines around the town or whatever. But we have a mutual friend, Sis,
mm-hmm.
and he has a studio in Little Rock.
Mm-hmm.
So Sis was like, yo, you need to meet Arkansas Bo. And I was like, ah, okay, cool. You know, the rapper thing.
Yeah.
So met Bo and was blown away with the depth and the lyrical deliveries everything. And then to find out after all of that, it's not on no rapper ego type stuff. He goes through problems just like everybody else. And that was right, I guess he was dealing with Face at the time, with Scarface.
Mm-hmm.
And so I met him and I was like, yo, I got a record. And he was like, yo, if you do pay for the studio time, I jump on it. I never even used that record.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And come back when I got the beat from Mousequake for Struggle Music, I was like, oh. He was like, yeah, send it to him. So I shot it to him, and he did it, and the rest is history.
It is amazing.
We'll be back after a short break.
Man, hold it, dying. No, I'm talking about this Kenfo Jack, and I'm here with Santana B on Santana B Everywhere on Anchor Podcast. No, I'm talking about.
It is amazing.
Right.
I mean, the story that you tell is like, oh,
and
it's so timely.
Right, and the crazy thing about it, even his, the visuals that I get from listening to his version, like, I didn't even know he had a Chrysler, and I had a Chrysler, and the connections that he talked about, you know, so I don't even really allow profanity on my record, but his expression, I left it there because it fit.
It felt good,
right,
you know,
right.
It felt real.
And it was one of those things that I was like, I have to let him eat. And I normally put artists that I work with in a box so that we can stay on the same page.
Mm-hmm,
I
mm-hmm.
like weird things, but because I like my music simple but funky.
Mm-hmm,
so we can't get too complex with the music.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up, you know what I'm saying, I told him the box that I wanted him in, and I was like, do you tell your story, but you know what I'm saying, keep it where I'm at, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And he did his thing, and he shot it back within a day.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's one of those records.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
I like Love Song, too.
That is perhaps my favorite,
yes.
I think.
And I was going to ask you, who was what was your favorite one? And aren't you singing on Love Song?
No, not really. I'm in the background. It's nothing in the front. It's the background. That's Marcus. That's Marcus Wells. But it's those little backgrounds.
I can hear you back there. So don't even pretend like you can't sing. You can't.
It's all flat. It's for the moment. It's
if you can do background, you can sing. So
right.
Boom.
But it's more so of, I call it necessity singing. Like, okay, so I'll lay an idea and maybe the whole ideal of it might not work, but little parts, you know what I'm saying? And then I can get a better singer, and then they'll just do their thing.
You're being humble. He can sing, y'all. He really can. So what's your favorite song on the album? Tell me.
Love Song. Let's see here.
Love Song is amazing.
Almost Home. May Not Love It is special. Especially after the mix Mousequake put on it. after that mix, because they just how he just chopped it up, chopped the beat up. What's my other favorite record? Dirty South.
Dirty South. Yes.
Yeah, you know. So I wrote 20 something, almost 30 songs for the record, and I was having a hard time because I kind of like all of the records.
How did you whittle that down to?
arguments and common sense.
Okay.
Because what my plan was to 18 songs.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's too much. That's right? Too many. Yeah.
Way too many. But the lineup that I had, it was just banging. But why? And so that was a year delay. It was a year delay, and I remember getting a call from Mal. Kenfo Jack. What's up? Time is undefeated.
Oh.
Good to have a good day, sir. Click.
Oh, is that what the conversation was? Yes. That was it?
That's short.
And oh, my boo. Yeah.
I was getting ready to clock in. He messed up my whole day. I lost the whole day at work because I all of a sudden got sick. It's like.
Were you mad at him?
No. Yeah. I went right to the studio. And I sped up my process.
That's a way of doing that.
Right. And it's, but that's why I appreciate him so much, because it's not over the top. It's direct and it's so simple. And you either deal with it or you don't. You be mad or you're not.
Right.
And it's no in between. You know, you either gonna deal with it or you're not. It's for you or it's not. Or it might be for later down the road. But it's food.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It could be the freeze dried food or it could be hot. But it's food, real.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
And you know, and he said that, and I lost the whole day, and I'm not employed there anymore because I couldn't shake it, and it was like a fire had been lit in my bones, and I was on fire, and I was just started banging out records, and all I wanted to do was to listen to music and make music, but personal life said, "Hey, go to work." So I go to work. And the first time they say we're doing a half day, I jump. If I'm there an hour or two and they say, hey, we're getting ready to do early release, who want to go first? I'm gone. And I'm going right to the studio. And I had to work and something to ride to.
Right. Yeah.
You know, you know, again, you know, when you change your life and you have those sudden moves, sometimes. You get and I remember, you know, since just going through a little issues in the whole recording process, he said, Jack, either you're going to stop dealing with it or you're going to stop complaining about it. Either way, you need to make a decision.
Right.
And so I had to take that little piece of information and apply it to my life. Some things were removed immediately. Some things that it took me a little longer to remove them because I was so tied to, oh, this is what I'm used to doing. But then here comes a whole new idea that offers me a better lane or a better path that I don't have to stress about dealing with people and whatever they come with.
Wow, so, that's amazing. That's amazing. So, you know, anybody coming into the industry, and I kind of asked you this about your son too, a new rapper, what would you tell him? Just like Mousequake told you, time's undefeated, which I think is great advice. Do you have something like that that you would share? Or let's do this, because I usually play a game. It's called Six Word Stories. You take six words, come up with a sentence, and it can be a motto, something that you live by, something that would be on your tombstone, you know, that could stand the test of time. Like mine is always live without any regrets. Six. So I know I kind of sprung that on you. If you want to think about it while I ask you another question, we could do that, but.
Treat people right. But see, that's more than six words.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me think.
Only six words. Treat people right. That's a good one.
Love heals all.
Treat people right. Love heals all. That's beautiful. That comes from the Bible too, so yeah, I could tell you're a PK, preacher's kid.
Oh, no, you know what I'm talking about? Gospel gangsters!
So what's up next for you, Mr. Kenfo Jack? Any kind of performances that we need to do?
Yeah, I have a couple performances coming up. I got two dates that I have double shows on the 17th of August and the 24th of August. I'll be doing the African American Center and live at Wick's birthday party. Then I'll do another birthday party on the 24th, and I am going to do a couple of songs at my homie's album release party. So I'm gonna go over there and shake up their little world real quick.
So whose album? Whose album release? Can you say?
Joe Nelson and his wife's Key Walk. It's more like a rap poetry album.
Yeah, I know album. Him. I know them.
They came to the little thing.
Nice couple.
I've been, like, matter of fact, I was there when they. It's like we boyfriend and girlfriend.
Are you serious?
So we have, me and him have the same birthday.
We
were friends for about 6 years and didn't know it.
Oh, wow.
And he just so happened to say in the MySpace days.
MySpace.
Today's my birthday. I said, today my birthday. He said, stop playing. Stop playing. I was like, where you at? He said, I'm at the crib. So I pulled up and I showed him my ID.
When is that? Do you want to share that?
February 24th.
What?
Yes.
Wow.
And so, that even made us even more cool.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
really.
But I remember, because he does martial arts and stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
I remember being in his living room, and I just out the blue, I was like, "Yo, man!" I was like, "If I ever get the bread and get the time and space, I want to be a karate dude." Because what's the Black Dynamite? Karate time. I want to be a karate dude.
Karate
and I was like,
dude.
Man, got these bars and these kung fu's and just boom. And so he was sitting there. He was like, "I'm finna do that." I said, "Boy, what's up, man?" Didn't talk to him for about 6 to 8 months. And he was like, yeah, I'm in martial arts. And next thing I know, he went to China.
What'd you say?
And I'm just like a little Bruce Lee.
Is he a black belt now?
He's one of those. He was doing it for some years. But he's like, I call him Kung Fu Joe. He nice with it. Like,
wow.
Nice with the.
End
of the double dragon.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. So are you going to be the next one?
Possibly not, but hey, it's an ideal that rests within my mind.
You
know what I'm saying? I'm like, for real, the last dragon. For real, the rapping last dragon.
So what are your plans after this album? Do you have anything else in the works as far as recording?
I fell up on the EP, but I really want to gear up to do something to ride to, too. I have to plan that with Mouse. And get in and really take it to the next level as far as where we're going to go with that. That's what I have on deck, you know what I'm saying? I want to do some, getting ready to drop some videos for the Summer Ride 2 project. And
which songs can we look for?
Need the Shot.
Boulevard
Chopping.
Boulevard Chopping, yeah, I forgot that.
Struggle Music.
Mm-hmm.
And RIPC Struggs for the Boulevard Chopping.
Yes.
Salute to the Struggs family for making that record happen.
Yes, yeah.
Boulevard Chopping. And I want to do probably one or two more.
Mm-hmm.
It's 11 songs on there, but I legitimately want to do 5 or 6 videos
for
that project.
That's going to be all of those songs are, you know, video ready. You can actually see it in your mind.
Right.
So it's like, oh.
Right.
The first one, Almost Home, Going Home.
Yeah.
Going home. I'm sorry, I always see myself going home to like a family reunion.
Right.
You know, riding home, driving
home. That's
that record. You know, that's that record. It's just got that feel, you know?
I remember when I wrote it and I was riding in Little Rock. It was probably when I was going to do the session for Bo.
Mm-hmm.
And I was riding to Little Rock and it was just, I hadn't even had the second verse.
Mm-hmm.
But just seeing the trees, back rows and plenty of trees is what I'm talking about, is what I said in one of the verses.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's what I was talking about, driving down Interstate 30 toward Arkansas and just the trees and the ambiance and just the surroundings of the country and just riding through Texas and hitting Arkansas and then all the way to Little Rock. And then I remember pulling up to the barbershop and where I go get my hair cut out there. Shout out to Carlos Coleman in Little Rock.
Hey, hey.
You know what I'm saying? Went out there and everybody was at the barbershop, the cats I went to school with, and you know, some familiar faces or whatever. And then the verse hit me right back, edit, whole team ready.
Wow.
And he had a candy paint. It was like an Oldsmobile. It might have been a Chevrolet, but it had peanut butter inside.
Oh, yeah.
So inside peanut butter, outside jelly.
Yeah.
Everything though. Man is super tight.
Yes.
And he had a chrome grill.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Gosh.
So that's where that came from.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's really weird. Well, now I don't want to say weird. It's interesting to me how lyricists can come up with You gotta have a story in like 3 minutes and 33 seconds. That's got, to me, is hard.
It is.
Days,
sometimes, and with my music, because I keep it simple and funky, so I try not to cloud up my mind with too many things. Mm-hmm. And I'm a concept writer. I just don't write to be writing. I would love to do that.
Mm-hmm.
The artists who do it, I marvel at their talent.
Yeah.
But I have to have a concept.
Yeah.
So once I get the concept and how the song's gonna work, and I'm riding around, and I might spit little bars here, or I act like I'm an East Coast rapper's son, but that's how I get my bars, mm-hmm. because I'm goofing. So I'm animated and I'm all over the place, but mm-hmm. it'll start falling out. And for you know it, I'm and it's here we go.
Uh-huh. Wow, that's amazing to me. I know I could never do that. I'm just a lover of music.
Yeah.
I love your music.
Thank you.
So tell me, do you have any collaborations?
Yeah,
on this new.
I just did one with Complete the MC, but you have to. I'm learning mm-hmm. is that everybody wants to work with you, but should you work with everyone?
Yeah,
there's a delicate balance.
Yeah, you gotta know.
You know, again, Wise Counsel recently reminded me. Watch out for snakes
mm-hmm.
because they're everywhere
yeah.
and they bite it and they poisonous and they have all their own agendas
and
I needed that
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying, because it's so real, and I love folks, and I don't be with that energy. I'm not with the negative energy.
Right.
If I encounter you, like, I'm how can I help you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. and so I try to.
That's the chaplain in you, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, but it's again, but. Like, man, we got a lot of negative energy in the world, man.
Wow.
And folks wake up on with the devil in
mm-hmm.
their heart, man.
Yes.
And it's like, how do you do wrong to people that help you?
Right.
That's one thing I struggle with.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying I'm perfect, not saying that I haven't done anything or made mistakes, but
mm-hmm.
I have a fundamental problem of doing folks wrong that help you.
Right.
And then the crazy side about that is that when they do you wrong, you can't let it taint your love.
Right.
Because love always have to be genuine.
That's right.
And if it's not, it's not love.
That's right. And then, you know, then they've won because they've changed you.
You, right.
And you don't want that to ever happen. You
right.
want to be who God puts you here to be.
Facts. Those
right.
are facts.
Right. Yeah. So,
yeah. So with those, you know, some collabs, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody I want to collab with, but I can't.
Yeah.
So it's what the songs need.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if I feel like you need to be on the song, like, I throw a post out there and be like, I want to work with such and such.
Yeah.
if it works out, it will. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? And sometimes it's just the artist in me and loving good music and
uh-huh.
want to rap with dope people. But then again, the reality side of me hits and it's like, dude, you really want to confuse your brand with that bull crap.
Yeah, really.
Like, and it's a delicate balance.
What about with your wife? Are you gonna do something with her, collab with her
in the future? Into the gospel rapping thing.
Come on now, you're from the church.
Right. But nah, I don't wanna play with folks, man. And it has to be the right intent.
Okay.
And I'm the format that I love the most is the singing
mm-hmm.
of gospel music.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really, really ready to see rappers rap for the Lord.
Really? Lecrae is doing it. You don't like okay, well, yeah, I like Lecrae. I think, you know, there's some people who can resonate with that better than the old spiritual.
Is what we need, not carbon copies.
True. Okay.
Who you
trying
to
your
be
point.
Like?
I
because,
understand.
You know, again, religious texts, they're straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are.
Mm-hmm.
And some require you to have some type of change.
Right.
And where's the change if you're still the same and you're rapping for the Lord right now,
mm-hmm.
even though you want to rap for the devil?
Okay.
I know. It's because it gets down to fame. And again, that's it's a whole nother topic. So
yeah,
I'm trying to keep it short. But again, the intent.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to be a star? Or do you want to talk about your faith? Do you
gotcha.
Want to be seen, or do you want people to see your faith? Where's the line? Where do mm-hmm. we blend those things?
But does there have to be a line? Can't you do both? Is that being two-headed there?
It depends on what your faith says. Because if particular Christianity, right?
Uh-huh.
one of the biggest things is to deny thyself.
Mm-hmm.
And to show yourself more so than deny yourself is like, I want to do everything I want to do, all the things.
Mm-hmm.
But the faith talks something different.
Oh.
And there's a line, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so I don't mix people's religion with entertainment.
I feel you.
Like, you know, just across the spectrum, we've been entertained too much.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. entertain and containment and is what is like. So I don't want to get that deep. So
I feel you. No,
I try to keep things simple from. So I can understand things, because there's a lot of trickery out mm-hmm. here.
Oh, yes.
And people say that they do these things and I'm real and I love you and all of this. And then you stab me in my back and now I'm confused.
Right.
Because you just sung this beautiful song mm-hmm. and then when I meet you, you're not who you are.
Right.
So
I get you.
It's a fine line.
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah, you know, and I know that, again, I'm just on this side of the music industry. Mm-hmm. Wait till the bread get here and I really get a chance to see.
Oh, but you know, you already have your principles and everything in order. And I think that's the most important thing before, you know, the money even starts coming in or whatever.
Right.
You know who you are. You know who you are in the Lord. You're a father. You're a husband. You know what you want to put out for music. And that's what you roll with. So I like that. You know who you are.
Right.
Yeah. I think that's what trips up a lot of the artists that are out here today. And I don't know if it's because it's you, Thor, because they're being hard hit. I don't know.
When you get money and ideas are flowing and certain things work, and that's why I don't really knock too many people's particular genres of music, because everything has its place and it'll all fit if we just clean up the aisles and stay out the aisles and we stay in our own lanes.
Right.
So it works for what I might like personally, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Don't mean that it might not work for somebody else.
Right.
It's just I've learned in life to live with however I'm thinking, and whether it's right or wrong, and if it's wrong, I'll fix it. If it's right, then that's what I'm rocking with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to change me, because this is why I'm rocking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and again, if I'm wrong, I will fix it.
You know
what I'm saying? I have that much, you know what I'm saying, self-awareness to where I can, you know, not be so one-sided that I can't see how to fix things now.
I love it. So please, Mr. Kenfolk Jack, you're dropping all this good science and knowledge for us. How do we find you on social media?
Instagram, Kenfolk Jack Music. I'm on Facebook as well, Kenfolk Jack Music as well. I have a Twitter page. I don't update it often, but Kenfolk Jack Music.
Okay.
I'm trying to keep it all simple.
Yeah.
Because you can have all these different handles and I'll get lost, and I'm learning to, I have to engage more, you know what I'm saying? But that's a process in itself. But again, at Kenfolk Jack Music, Facebook, Kenfolk Jack, Twitter, at Kenfolk Jack Music as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on there. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, if that's what you're looking for, good soul for music, you can find me there. You can hit the iTunes, you can hit CD Baby, SoundCloud, whatever those.
Spotify,
those people too.
Deezer, yes.
I'm everywhere you can find Kenfolk Jack, something to write to.
Mm-hmm. Google Music, especially.
Correct.
Yes. So, any last words you want to share with the audience?
Any last words, man. I just really appreciate every opportunity I get, and I try to make the most of each moment, man. Mm-hmm. And I just can't thank Wise Counsel enough for helping me along the way, because without good people,
mm-hmm.
nothing.
Yeah, well, thank you so much.
You guys.
And pick up Something to Ride.
Man, go get that.
Yeah.
Download, tell a friend.
Kenfolk Jack. All right, peace.
You're out.
Thank you for listening to my conversation with Kenfolk Jack. Please make sure that you download his new album, Something to Ride To. You will not be disappointed. It's available on all distribution sites. Now, I like feedback and I want to be able to interact with you. So to do that, please click the send voice message to leave a voice message. Give me your feedback, critique, whatever. We want to make the show better for you. Also, if you'd like to support, please click the support this podcast and leave a 99-cent donation. Again, I'm Santana B, and I'll see you on the next episode of Santana B Everywhere. And don't forget, be the change you wish to see in this world. Bye.